Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know, you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Jazz.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
That's right. Stay woke out there. It is Mindful Monday. We're going to be short and sweet today. Just have some reminders for you to keep intact. I hope everyone had a great weekend. I know I did. We're about moving out slowly, slowly, slowly. But we're moving around. There's things that have to be done, and we have to get out there and do them. You know, we want to send prayers out there to Mexico. That was a 7.8 earthquake happening there today. And also, I'm finding out that the fires are being contained about 90%, so that's almost done. And I don't know about you, but I stayed up early this morning watching Queen Elizabeth's second funeral. Was that something to see? Very, very moving. That was a remarkable lady. 70 years. Oh, my goodness. That's some time to do what you have to do. And, you know, we want to put out these early birthday shout-outs to the great Lena Brown. I call her Empress. And, of course, Ellen Laughlin, the Beast of the East. She's September born. That's why I posted out that cake with all those musical notes out there. You see, music is a message, and music is very healing. And everyone that I come in contact understands the importance of music. And that's the way we do it here. We're old school here because there's always a message in the music. We like all genres, and from time to time, we mix it up a little bit over here. But music is a message. We're old school. Some of you guys don't know about the music that we play. If you listen to it very, very, very closely, you'll learn something. Welcome in. Tiffany with the knives going to come on. We're going to be short and sweet, but before she gets on, let me just remind you of this. Welcome in.
I was born by the river in a little tent. And oh, just like that river I've been running ever since. It's been a long, long time coming, but I know
change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. It's been too hard living, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Keeps telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. So now I go to my brother. And I said, brother, help me see. But somehow he winds up knocking me back down on my knee. Oh, there were times I thought I wouldn't last. I think I'm able to carry on. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Yes, it will. Oh, I know a change gon' come. I said I know.
The change is already here, but we can make it happen, and we can make sure that it sustains itself. And by doing that, we must get out and vote. So all you change agents out there, get ready. Start doing your homework. We must be change makers. See, the world is full of change agents, but it's the change makers that really, really happen. And I have a change maker on the phone with us, Tiffany, with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I correct it. And I completed. Tiffany with an eye, good evening, and how are you?
Good evening. I am well. How are you this Monday? Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for taking our time. You know, we know you're busy over there. We all getting busy, but we appreciate you so much. And, you know, Tiffany, I think I'm okay, but I just want to put this question out there. Has your head been spinning around, going up and down like mine and everyone else's out there? Because, you know, it's a lot of energy moving. It is a lot of energy moving. We're retrograding. Things are happening out there. We just have to stop and stand where you are and take three deep breaths and keep on moving forward because it's moving. We have the fall equinox coming up on the 21st, and we'll talk about the preparations for that and share a little bit of that. You know, we're not experts over here, but we do pay attention, and we want everyone else to pay attention. So talk to me. How was you feeling today? Was your up and down, swimming, foggy mind, cloudy mind? What was going on with you today? You want to share a little bit of that with us? May I have pride and do your business.
It is Mindful Monday, so I'm always about self-care on this day because I usually don't get into my work week until Wednesday. Because if I've been out and about over the weekend, which I was on Sunday, then I like to take a couple days to kind of relax. Maybe that's one day, maybe it's 2 days, but as we are in this retrograde season with seven planets in retrograde, I won't say it's overwhelming because I understand it, but it is as we are all in it, and to understand it, it's still a little bit challenging, I will say that. So just remember to be kind to yourself. You know, there are lots of emotions that are so deep that are coming out from our past, our childhood. So many things are coming to mind, what we should do, how we should move forward. And yes, it can be overwhelming and challenging at the same time, but just take some deep breaths and just flow with it and just move through it so that you don't get anxiety or anxious over what is going on. I know for myself, it's very interesting for me, for Mercury, when it goes retrograde, because it is a ruling planet of mine. So I kind of like, you know, I'm a little bit more anxious because I like to think, and so it stops you from, like, thinking about, you know, doing the next motion, the next action, but really looking at what you are doing and then where you want to move with it, but in a slower approach. Like, you don't have the haste to do something as much as you do when Mercury goes direct. You know, you kind of go with the flow, you go with the energy, but when it retrogrades, it slows everything down. And for me, I just think all the time, and so I have to slow my thinking processes down. And sometimes that's hard, but I've learned. I'm still, you know, going through this learning curve of it. And but it gets easier. But then, you know, six other planets in retrograde—that's a lot. I will say that, but it has been, it's been very, very interesting. So I'm taking my time today. I'm relaxing. I'm doing some self-care. You know, I'm going inward. I'm evaluating things about myself this is that time. So I want the listeners to know that it's okay. You know, if you feel emotional, it's okay, because you were really, really dealing with some deep, deep energies that are pulling some things out that we probably never thought we would bring up again. It would ever come to the surface again.
Wow. Wow. You know, that is down there deep, because that stuff that you have buried, you buried, and most of it you've forgotten about, but you're absolutely correct, because it is surfacing back up. But as we travel and as we gain wisdom and as we recognize it's really not that bad, and I say awareness, when we are aware that each moment of each day, each gesture and step we take is truly mystical and full of wonder, we will live our lives with greater thought and care. We will also have greater respect and appreciation for the lives of others. So when we are aware of the things that we have to change, or we need to discard, or that's no longer being of use to us, it is, I guess you would say, challenging, because most of the time we don't even want to think about that stuff. That's why it's like turning on the water hose that's been laying up all winter. And when you turn on that water hose, all that gook comes out, okay? So I guess I will make it a little bit simpler and say the goof is coming up and the goof is coming out. So it's challenging, because we are at a point in our lives through gaining wisdom that we need to understand and get it out the way, because it's a form of blockage. That's why I'm speaking the change agents out there. We all change agents. We go into change. Change goes in and out moment to moment, but really solidifies everything and will set up sustainability is being that change maker. Because when you make up your mind to be a change maker either from within you or your environment and teach others how to do things, you have to be able to stand firm like a redwood tree. Because guess what? Nobody wants to change, okay? But a change maker sees it, understand what needs to be done, and get it done. So we're moving out of the stage of change agents, everybody out here. And Mercury retrograde is going to help you do it and become change makers. So did I put that in? Is that making sense, you know, with dealing with that inward evaluation and understanding what time it is and understanding not how but what to do? Am I kind of like summoning up, starting with self-care?
Okay. Yes, you are. It's just, you know, and I don't want it to make a, you know, to put fear in anybody and making it something that you can't handle, because we can all handle it. We have the strength to handle it. It's just that it's occurring, so it's just to be aware, as you say, that if you're really struggling emotionally to understand that the planets are in retrograde and really be kind to yourself. You know, the really one thing that I like most about your show is that when you have Stephanie on the air and she talks about self-care and she talks about the crystals and she talks about the oils and the baths and how to get yourself to a state of awareness, if you will, or just to calm down and really tap in tune with yourself. It is so, so, so very important because, you know, we have to take care of ourselves. If we can't take care of ourselves, we can't take care of other people. And I just want to emphasize that and stress that. I can't stress it enough, you know.
I'm not cutting you off, but I'm glad you called Stephanie's name because the fall equinox is on the 21st, okay? That is the fall equinox, and according to Stephanie, and we can go back and listen to that. I'm so glad you brought that up. And on the 20th, which is tomorrow, she kind of like left us some directions and some things to guide through. That's when you become the awareness of nature. But on the 20th, the day before the equinox, just take an hour out. Just set it up. And you want to journal. You want to sit down and write down all of the things that you are reflecting on. And you want to write. It takes an hour. And the question that you want to ask yourself is, how can I bring balance? Okay? How can I bring balance? You set up a to-do list after you jot down everything that comes up, and you set up a list of the actions to take. That's the day before the equinox. But on the actual day, which is September 21st, it's about nature awareness. Get out into nature. Stare at the sun. Sit up under a tree. But the most ironic thing and the most exciting thing that she shared was to cook a soup. But you want to cook a soup with root vegetables like potatoes and things that colors of the fall, you know, burning incense, basically frankincense. And as this is happening, after you're cooking your soup, you're burning your incense, you're taking out that self-care. You need some me time. This is the time you just shut down on everything. And you focus on three things that you want to let go, okay? So when everything kicks off and starts moving, that is the time that you're going to see that change. But you have to do the work, okay? You must do the work. So on the 20th, which is tomorrow, okay, get that piece of paper out of your journals and write down the reflections that are coming up. And you want to ask yourself, how can I bring balance? Because, see, it's all coming from you, and it's all about you. And for those of you who don't know how to cook a soup out there, you get a pot of water, boil it, put just some onions down up in there, a little bit of seasoning, throw those potatoes, carrots, squash. You want to make it a rooty vegetable. And if you don't have frankincense incense, go to the 99-cent store, the liquor store, they sell them, and get you some frankincense. and let those three things go. With me, I said, is it only three I need to go? I have about 13 over here, Stephanie, I need to let go. But she said only three. So I wanted to share that with the listeners. I'm so glad, Tiffany, that you brought that up. But the fall equinox is on 9/21. Get in tune out there, listeners. Understand your environment. Understand that you are part of the environment. Understand that you're a cosmo in the universe. And these things are not just moving out here just to be moving. There's meaning behind it. Look inward. Do evaluations. And take you some me time. Tiffany with an I and Stephanie and myself is all about that self-care, okay? And if you want to make a change come, you got to become that change maker. But it has to start with you. Once it starts working from in out, it pulsates out there like the sunbeam. So, you know, we always want to be like that sunbeam. And we must keep ourselves in balance. And when things are coming to you that are dissatisfactory or that are trying to take you down, you just ask yourself, have I ever been able to bend the sun ray? So when persons are trying to bend your sun ray out there, you get back into your balancing mode, straighten up, stand up like a redwood tree, and keep on moving forward. We do not retreat, or do we believe in defeat? And that's what I want you to be mindful of on this Monday to continue on out the week. Boil that soup. Make that soup, okay? Some of us need to learn how to make a soup as high as this food is out here. You know, I know how to make a soup that lasts a month and tastes different every day. And if we have mentioned this earlier, call us 323-769-5879 and get the recipe. We're going to share that with you because it's crazy. But we must keep ourselves nourished up. We must go with self-care. And we must have respect for ourselves and appreciation for ourselves. Therefore, we'll have respect and appreciation for others. I'm done with my mindfulness. How do you want to close this out? You know, we short and sweet on Monday, Tiffany with the mind.
Oh, yes. It should be that way because everyone's just coming back from the weekend and
yes,
moving into their work week. Again, I just want to emphasize self-care because it's really, really important. I think a lot of people miss it, you know, or they miss the opportunity, I should say, of taking care of themselves. I've had people, my friends, call me and talk about self-care or, you know, I'm spending so much time with my family doing for them that I don't do for myself. And, you know, do for yourself, especially if you're mother or father, do for yourself because you're good to yourself. You're showing your children that to be good to themselves as well. And as you're good to yourself, you can be good to them. So I can't stress that enough. So that's the mindfulness that I'm going to leave you with today.
Well, you know, we appreciate that. Now I'm going to tell you a little story before we go. I've been practicing that so long. I've had little nieces, and, you know, they call me from time to time and say, well, I'm not going to say nieces. I'm going to say them great, great, greats. And you know what? You know what I did, Auntie? I bought me a beach bag, and I got my flip-flops in my beach bag. I have my lotion in my beach bag, and I have my book in my beach bag. See, they have been watching me so long, putting those flip-flops in that beach bag, taking my lotion and disappearing. It's spreading off on them. So I guess you could say I'm a good teacher over here because the young adults do pay attention. So you're absolutely correct, Tiffany, with an I. Do for you, so therefore you'll be there for others. And listeners, we want to tell you to have a mind for Monday. We'll be back on Find It Out Friday. Stephanie will be with us tomorrow. We're going to be talking about a lot of interesting things. Get your journalings out. She has some things to share with us. We will be congratulating her. She had an installation in one of her organizations. Stephanie Haynes is a person of the community, been that for years, and she does care for the people. The most important thing for her is the community and its people, and that's the same for us over here. So on that note, we're going to tell you to be mindful, do self-care, and take care of yourself. We love you, Tiffany with the Nine. Go back and relax. Get your frankincense. Talk to you later. Listeners, have a great evening.
Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.